Good morning, sports fans. It's Saturday.
And there we go. Typical. Yep, typical comedy of errors and sports talk with the guy. Can't get it right. Doesn't want to make you move. Oh yeah, baby.
I'm Mr. Lover, 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 Lover,
guys, you bet you do. Oh, yes, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. The intros do not work here because we are the extravaganza of Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Of course, I am. I always tell everyone else they are, so I guess I am. I am the effervescent scorekeeper. Yes. And, folks, it's Saturday morning. It's time to get this show on the road. Wow. Saturday morning again. I can't believe it. It's been a blur. Happy belated Valentine's to all the women that listen to us. Actually, it's probably more than just one, but yeah, we can count on one finger. I didn't say we count with them on one finger, but hey, you know what? One finger is enough at times. But hey, folks, gotta tell ya, it's a glorious morning. I do. Do you? Doesn't it just want to make you dance in the street? I guess if I had dancing in the sheets, it would have been good, but I don't. I have a lot of music, but not that one. I am. I feel like I'm doing the mambo in my chair. Clap for me, baby. Yeah, all right, folks. That's probably boring you. But I'm back. Once again, I am the scorekeeper. It's a glorious morning, and I'm waiting for the big dog to arrive. I have a message coming in. The big dog is on his way in. So I got to tell you, I'm just jazzed. Want to welcome Coffee in the chat room this morning. Good morning, Coffee. I hope the weather's not treating you too badly up there. But I believe it is hockey weather. And, oh, man, we got some stuff going on in hockey. Of course, pitchers and catchers report, and there's quite a bit of basketball news. And, sorry, Coffee, I don't do it intentionally, but yes, there's basketball news. And folks, pitchers and catchers reported these past week for some teams, and wow, baseball season upon us. Of course, we're now in the second week since the Super Bowl, which was probably the super dud. Well, unless you're a Seattle Mariner fan, because they did it. Yeah, they won. That's right, baby. They won. We know it. And it's done, folks. Yeah, I've got the music in the background going on. Those of you that heard the glorious failure of an intro here, yeah, we use iTunes. Yeah, I said it. And, oh, wait a minute. I got to give a shout-out here. Hold on. Got to do it. Coffee, what's the drink of champions for you this morning, pal? What are you having? I'm having a cup of coffee. And I don't know if you heard the archives, when we're not on, and if that is true, I'm sorry for that, but thank you. And, and I'm off on a tangent. Oh, my God. The people that are listening to our Saturday morning programs again. Wow. Thanks, guys. Does mean a great deal to us. I never knew that I really had four friends. Actually, multiplied by a lot more. Wow. Saturday morning has always been our standard, I'm not going to say gold standard, because that thing just jumps all over the place, and I don't know if you can really put anything into it. But, again, we want to thank our audience. And I'm all over the place. So I just had a sip of my coffee, and that's my point, coffee. At another episode, I never say coffee because, as I say it on air, I'm going to have me some coffee. And I do say, oh, thank God coffee's on the chat room. I just don't want to be there on that one. And I'm having myself a good cup of joe. I want to thank the Nescafe, oh, drink of champions, along with Enjoy for the cream and sugar. Wow. It's not really cold this morning, as I've grown accustomed to living out in the in the country. Yes, hey, we're right next to the Pomona Fairgrounds. That stuff's in the country, unless you're in Orange County, where they're all elitist. I don't know what that has to do with the fact that I live 15 blocks away from the Los Angeles County Fairgrounds, but usually the fairgrounds are where people get together in the country. And I am 15 blocks away from there. So anyone who says I'm not in the country, you know what? I love it. When I am out in the evening, about 6 or 7 or 8, I don't want to argue whether that's afternoon or evening, I visit the local retail establishments. I drive through the neighboring villages, and there's no traffic. And me likes it. And if this is what it means to be out in the country in Los Angeles, Southern California, I'm staying. Well, my lease says I still have 2 months. But that's neither here nor there. Neither here nor there. And glorious. It is nice living out here. It is. The cold is a little more difficult to get used to, but hey, it is what it is. Folks, we're going to go start visiting the scoreboard right now. There it is. The Twitter is out. I guess I'll put it on Facebook as well. There it is. The Facebook is out. Folks, if you want to give us a call, the number is 347-637-2306. Don't forget to visit our website for the latest news on programs at nddmedia.net. Of course, you can follow this channel's feed, twitter.com/NDBSport. And, of course, the mother of all of the Twitter accounts for NDB Media is twitter.com/NDBMedia. You can find us on Facebook, Sports Talk with the Guys, and you can, of course, find NDB Media, as well as the numerous programs on this glorious network. Over the last 2 weeks, as you know, we have debuted 2 brand new programs, and we're going to have programs 3 and 4 debuting in the next week. I believe Tanya Mercado returns the 520 show this Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern for you folks. And she will be, as I mentioned, the 520 show. And another program will be debuting this Friday as well. I will have to look up the name. I don't recall. And, of course, Dan Schlossberg. You know, he headlines Travel Edge Radio with Christine Tibbetts on Thursday. But Dan Schlossberg is deep into the baseball realm. He's written well over 20 baseball books. And I told the story. One of the books that I have here, Baseball Gold, on my bookshelf, I've had it for several years, and I just looked at the title again, and it said Dan Schlossberg. I'm like, no way. This is not that guy. And it is that guy. Dan Schlossberg, who is on Travel Edge Radio, wrote this book and has written many other books. And you can find his articles. I believe it's biweekly in the USA Today Sports Weekly. And he's writing some good stuff. He knows his baseball. And he will be bringing Braves Banter from that other website, that other Blog Talk Radio channel, over to NDB Media, and it will be on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time on this channel. Wow. No, wait. At 4 p.m. because Travel Edge is on at 5. So there we go. We got all that stuff out of the way. I think I've flown through Oh, wow. Sorry, Coffee, I hadn't exactly paid attention for a moment, but he says it's hot here. Wow, it's exactly zero. Added, let's see, zero. If you change, let's see, is it with an S or a C or whatever? It would have been accepted if you would have added an R, and a T-E at the end, more or less. Double R, you know, we stand here. Rolling. Right there. I know, I rolled my W. That's what we do. It's because we speak. Oh, that was a Sean Connery impression. Es porque hablamos con el acento español. You know, that Spaniard accent. I don't know where the hell it comes from. It's like when the Moors kicked the crap out of the Spaniards. You know, they had their teeth bastion. I think that's why they speak that way. Normal people don't pronounce that way. But they do. And I can say it. I have the Spaniard blood in me. Well, for all I know, I don't have it in me because my father has green eyes. My brother, my older sister, Rose, has green eyes. Then Louis has green eyes. And Alma, the one closest to me, has brown. And I have brown. Or for our friends in Sochi for the Olympics. That's good, Copy. Thanks, Bill. I'm going to have to look that one up right now and check out that translation. It works. There's this website that translates from English to everything and everything to English. Yes, once again, I said it. China is not the world's superpower yet. They still have some time to go. They are probably going to surpass us within the next decade, and I mean us, the United States. But we still have more military toys with them. So if you guys want to threaten us, no problem, homie. We're still the bigger kid with the prosthetics in the yard. Yeah, there's more of you, but there's a lot more of being able to equal the play field. But we're still the superpower. So don't F with us. The Olympics are on, and soccer is coming up, or some people will call it football. The world over calls it football, and that one will be joining us this summer. I got to tell you. Coffee, I've never loved you now more than I ever have. I don't know if I said that correctly. China will never be a superpower. Our economy is twice as big, and there's this collapse. There is so much truth to that. There's only so much yen that you could fake. I said it. That's why I have Kwan, folks. Lots of Kwan. That's a political statement and Coffee. Dude, I know it's going to disgust everyone when I say it, but you have comments on a lot of stuff, and a lot of comments are because you actually do your reading, you do your homework. So I've always respected your opinion, and that's why I play that song. I can't find the goddamn Bobby Brown version. I can. But look it up, Bobby Brown. It's my prerogative. So I went with the Britney I know, it sucks, and it's my fault. I went with the Britney Spears version. It's my prerogative. It's perfect, in my humble opinion. Let's see. It's my prerogativo. Okay, it's not finding it. Let's look it up again. Prerogative. Oh, NDB Media Harold Perrineau shows up. I don't know why. But anyway, it's there. Do I have it under get? There it is. Coffee. It's yours, baby.
Never take away your truth. But the question is, can you hear mine? Damn crazy.
Valentine's Day's a little late, Coffee. Sorry. You got a little this morning. from the Scorekeeper on Sports Talk with the Guys. Folks, we're going to head on over to the NBA. There is some games that came to pass. And oh, I'm not sure if I said the big dog is en route, so we are waiting him. He sent me several messages. So I saw him during the week. He is doing better, and we're just so happy that he is returning. So, big dog, I missed you, dude, so get your ass back over here. There was one game in the NBA yesterday, of course, while I'm looking for time. Who the hell is this? What was yesterday? Friday, February 14th? Are we in the All-Star Weekend? Is that what this is? I think we are. Well, we're just going to go to the schedule. Or not the schedule, but the standings, folks, in the NBA. Of course, over in the Eastern Conference. Toronto is in the lead? Oh, man. The Raptors at 20-24 over Brooklyn, 24-27. In the Central, of course, it's Indiana, 40-12. I understand that a lot of my countrymen are expatriated, and they're all the way up there in Indiana, right next to Chicago. Chicago, of course, is 27-25. In the Southeast, where you'll find many of my compatriots, Miami is 37-14, followed by Atlanta, 25-26. In the Western Conference, Oklahoma City is 43-12. Followed by Portland, 36-17. Of course, the Jailblazers are having a good year. In the Pacific, well, let's go to the Southwest first. San Antonio is 30-15, followed by Houston, two games back at 36-17. And then in the Pacific, the Clippers. Anyone that has a name like Clipper, come on here, folks. The Clippers are 37-18. Of course, Phoenix, 30-21, five games back. And then you have Golden State. Golden State! Oh, God. 31-22, five games back. And then you have the Lakers, 18-35 and 18 back. Oh, my God. 18? Oh, my God, I wanted to throw up. Man, I didn't realize they suck. Oh, my God. I had no idea that they suck it so badly. The Lakers are 18-35, 18 back. No wonder why the big dog doesn't want to be here as I go over the NBA sports thingy. Sacramento is 18-35, 18 back. But you notice, it doesn't give me that desire to upchuck. It just doesn't. Wow. Oh, my Lord God Almighty. I know. That's me calling myself. Hey, no one else is calling me. Hey, cool that the real boss is here now. Oh, Matt Alvarez is in the house. Yeah, baby, Matt Alvarez is in the house. Well, good morning, folks, and wow, they suck. The Lakers, I had no idea they suck it so badly. Welcome, Matt Alvarez. Of course, he is the host of the Sports Opinion Show with Matt Alvarez. Duh. So, you guys didn't make that connection. You guys have some real problems. But here we go. We're going to do the guests right now. I think we have him on right now. Give me a moment. I'm stalling, but we're getting ready. And it's that time. Of course, he's calling in via Skype. Let's make it happen because I'm guessing it is him, and let's do it right now. Is it you, Sonny?
Yo, good morning. I thought it'd keep you in suspense. How you doing, my friend?
His name is Couch. Potatoes in the house this morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, he is the hardest working man in
How you doing, my friend? Long time no hear.
Long time no hear, yes, indeed. But, Sonny, I've been talking about you day and night, baby. Well, okay, during the day, I've been talking about you. I have not been screaming your name out at night because I screamed my name out because that's the only way it's going to happen. But Sonny Clark, the hardest working man.
I like that.
Good morning, Sonny. If I get a good chuckle out of you and you've been only online for a minute, I think I scored. How are you?
I thought it was funny. Maybe it's me. I don't know. But we're in sync this morning. But
yeah,
it's been a... It's been a long week. Was I on with you last week? I mean, I think I might have been, but I was sick. And then Sunday, that being said, Cuervo and Tarvino handled it. Were you there on Sunday?
No, Sonny, I was too busy meeting with clients. I've been
it's a busy time of the year for the scorekeeper.
And you know what? Things are getting better, I gotta say. Oh, that's all I gotta say. Wait. All right, here, coffee is in the chat room because I was going over
there
to him just before you came. I love it. This is a point where he gets confused. Watch the NBA? Sounds made up. Morning coffee. Again.
Yeah, no,
Sonny Clark.
No kidding.
I unfortunately blew him some love this morning, so if you guys want to disgustingly hear the archive, that's your fault.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I'm warning you.
I've been sick all week, but started feeling a little bit better yesterday, and I feel great this morning. I woke up, and I feel great. I don't know. My voice is a little bit jacked, but take away from that, I think I'm okay.
Sonny, you are always okay. And why have I been talking about you, Sonny? I've been talking about you not for the fact that you've been ill or anything, because I think we could just go on for that, you know, for hours and hours and hours on end, because both you and I are mentally challenged right now. You suffer
from
the proverbial...
I'm I get physically sick at the turn of a hat, man.
People would say the same thing about me, but then I actually started to like my job, but that's neither here nor there, folks.
There you go.
Anyway. Folks, Sonny Clark has not been doing well this week, and I'm happy he's starting to feel better, turning the corner. I am, at that time of year, Sonny, I think you can hear it in my voice, been on air for about 22 minutes, and it's already going. It's already cracking. It's already doing what it needs. Because I've been talking a lot. I only saw, I think it was 3 or 4 clients yesterday, so it was good. And today, my schedule it's starting to lighten up, Sonny, and I think I've already done over 70 jobs this year.
Wow.
And I think I'm going to, 70 jobs. So, yeah. The storekeeper is finally smiling.
Please tell me none of them were freebies.
Well, some of them were freebies. And so why they were freebies?
Well, they better be freebies because you got something in return or you got something cooking with them in the future.
Well, I'd love to have something cooking with some of them, but that's neither here nor there. Mr. Clark. I do not advertise, and I even now really don't advertise because I just never have had the need, thank God. And the reason why their returns were free is because, and these are generally the college kids, their returns were free because they recommended clients to me, and I knock some of the price off based on who they recommend to me.
Got
and there are two clients that already recommended so many clients to me that they, did get the return for free, Sonny. And you know what?
Well, that's okay. That's good business.
I appreciate that, Mr. Clark. And sometimes, really, it genuinely depends on the type of return, but it could be anywhere from just $5 to, oh, hell yeah, I'll split that one with you, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yep,
because
sometimes that's good.
There can be some lucrative ones. But I do have referral fees, and two of my clients have been able to recommend so many, Sonny, at even $5 a shot this year that I'm just so happy because I do not advertise. But, folks, here it is. You need to hold on to your pants. The moment has arrived. Mr. Sonny Clark, get ready. Oh, my God, this is the moment, and I'm going to go back in time because I'm obviously stalling with my intro, so I'm going to do it. I'm not going to do the one that I normally do. I'm going to give him the love that he deserves. That only one other man actually gets to have played. And here it is, folks. He has made his glorious and triumphant return, and I am beyond happy. And he is here, folks. He is ripping off his jersey. And he has made his return. The glorious, the impeccable Big Dog is back. Did I ever scream that one out, dude? He is here.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Ah, don't look in that direction. Look at NTV Media Sports Headquarters. He's here. He's the big dog.
Boy, you must have been missed, big dog.
Dude, have I ever blown you on air greater than that, dude?
Yeah, no kidding.
And Couch Potato's on with us as well. I'm happy he's here. He didn't try to scare me like he normally does, that
well,
dumb rat bastard.
Makes too much noise.
Ha ha. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Good morning, big dog. How you doing? And you will have a spot to plug in, my brother. I will make it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No. We'll do something. Folks, get it started. Get it going.
I brought stuff.
I know. You brought stuff, and you also brought stuff the other day.
Oh.
So, Sonny Clark, big dog here. Talk to him while I find myself an extension cord for the big dog.
Definitely.
What?
Good morning. Sonny. What is going on, big dog?
I'm glad to finally be back, trying to get back in my normal routine again.
That's always nice. And it's funny, I was looking in the chat room, and they're talking about how they never get sick and how they, you know, Coffee and Matt Alvarez, you better start knocking on wood, because just as I put in the chat room, you're not 47 years old with two snot-nosed kids that brings home every bacteria that lives at an elementary school that ends up getting in your lungs and getting you sick.
Wow, the crap begins early this morning.
Whoa, something happened.
That
happens every single year. I get bronchitis twice a year, and that's because my snot-nosed kids brings home those, you know, dreaded diseases from those little mongrels at school, so...
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I said, mongrels. And my kids
oh
ate
my
it. They said, "Why do you call me a mongrel?" I said, "Because you
I
are."
I have never, ever been more excited over him right now than I have in my life. Your cord is short, dude.
Excuse me?
It's small. Get it?
Hey, get personal over there.
Well, he does have a short cord.
Kids, still work.
By the way,
about
guys,
your extension cord.
Test the cords.
It's really short, damn it. Okay, that is that.
Man,
my
wife must be out of town.
I'm fully charged.
Shut up.
I'm fully charged.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not. I always had it plugged in.
Really?
Yeah. Come here. I'll be fine. Come on. We'll be fine. Apparently, we're going to plug to here.
No, that's not that kind of connector.
Oh, you don't have a three-prong?
I don't have a three-prong. I only have the appropriate prong, lad. I am not sensitive or politically correct here at Sports.
Oh, we know that. We know that.
Yeah, why don't you tell us something we don't know, scorekeeper?
So how have you been, Sonny?
Oh, I've been doing really good. I am jazzed because tonight is our premiere preseason football game of the Texas Revolution tonight. And so I'm jazzed. I've been jazzed all week. Been calling basketball games this year. I think just because the fact that there was a football game that I got to call is what turned me around. The positive and happy feelings about getting to today. And it's going to be a long day today because I got to reset up with some of the sound people over at the Allen Event Center. So I got to be there by 4:30. The game doesn't start till 7. But still anticipation, it kind of gets those, you know, healthy things going through your body. So I feel much better, you know, on game day. So I'm glad it came along because I was feeling like crap all week.
Well, Sonny, I've been feeling like crap all week, but I've made it through the week, I got to tell you, and I admire what you're doing. It's now Saturday, and yeah, it is.
Yeah, I just got some interesting news.
Oh, my God, you have interesting news? Well, it certainly isn't about NTV Media. What is it, big dog?
I get to go to Wyoming on Monday.
No
Sheila.
No shizzle?
No shizzle? Really?
I might
end up using that one.
With the shizzle.
What? What?
Something like that. What is it? You get the shizzle with the fizzle or something. Everybody talks that way. I don't even know what it means. It's some kind of, you know, crazy talk that means something. I don't know what shizzle with the frizzle means, but I've been hearing that a lot lately.
Sonny Clark, Couch Potato, I have to tell you that your hood speak is from the 1980s, early 90s. I don't know where the hell you are, but the 1980s called and they want your stupid back.
Hey, I went back in time. I went back to the future, so, you know.
Oh,
I got my DeLorean, and then all of a sudden I end up in a new world. I don't know.
Folks, remember, we better bet on the Chicago Cubs in 2015.
That's funny. I was thinking about that today. Oh, my gosh, scorekeeper, I woke up this morning because, of course, you know, I was getting stuff ready if we do a show, if we don't, and that was one of the things I wrote down, 2015 Chicago Cubbies and Back to the Future. That's so cool. I'm glad I wasn't the only one that thought of that.
Are we like in an anniversary year for Back to the Future also?
No.
That was a couple years back.
Yeah, it's 2015. And remember, the movie debuted in 1985, and there were some other debuts in 1989 and 1990.
Yeah.
Back to the Future 2 debuted in 1989, and Back to the Future 3 was in 1990.
And I hear they're talking about it. An actual sequel again.
Well, okay.
Really?
Let's go to... Yeah, please. Let me give you the genuine update. Bob Gale, the producer, because he gets hit up every year for this.
I don't like him already because he has a girl's name.
Bob Gale said, Back to the Future, of all the projects that we've worked on... Yeah, Bob Gale, what the hell else have you worked on? But anyway, Bob Gale, who is the producer of Back to the Future, said... If we're going to do another movie, the script, the concept has to knock us flat. That doesn't seem good, Bob, when you make movies and they bomb. Well, look him up on IMDb.
Well, I think what's going to happen, though, is Marty McFly will remember that the Chicago Cubs won in 2015, and he'll put all his money on it and win. That's probably what will end up happening. At least that's my concept. I need to go to Hollywood.
Most definitely. And I believe Marty McFly is 47 in 2015. So I think he is. And for Star Trek fans, oh, that's the biggest blank hard-on that you could ever... Oh, I blanked out the wrong word. 47, yes. It's a significant number for Star Trek fans.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
I'm 47, so I'm right there with him.
Yeah, no, big dog, there's a lot more Star Trek fans at the Comic-Con, and you know that. You see the hordes of Klingon stormtroopers, and you all...
Stormtroopers?
Klingon! Don't you... Oh, God. I actually missed the big dog up until this moment. Up until this moment.
Because you know when you watch Star Trek, you know...
Oh, you're gonna pay for that. You're gonna have a coffee fit. You make fun of Star Trek and call it Star Trek. This is not a damn 8-track player, or for that matter,
jeez,
it's
Louise.
Not what you change. Okay, whatever. But anyway, the anniversary of Back to the Future is great, folks. We're having a great time. This is Sonny Clark, the Cash Potato, who I have to say is joined by the Big Dog and the Scorekeeper. Folks, we're having a glorious morning, and if you haven't heard the news, well, nanners to you, because we are going to be in Las Vegas December 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Oh,
right,
man.
Mr. Clark? You are the shark, and we are the
I'm so jazzed. I haven't been to Vegas in a year, and by the time I get there in December, it'll be 2. So, yeah, man, it's crazy, because I went back because I remember the last time I went, and it seemed like it was a long time before that, too. So, it'll be 2 years since I've been back to Vegas. So I wonder what new building will be. By the way, The new Ferris wheel, by the time we get there, should be up and ready and going if it's not already. There's a big, huge Ferris wheel, which I won't get on unless someone gives me a $100 bill. I don't like Ferris wheels. They're too high, and they're not locked in enough. But they got this new Ferris wheel out of Las Vegas. It's supposed to be like 25 stories high or some kind of nonsense, and believe me, that's not what I like.
Sonny Clark, you're going to be on that Ferris wheel because I will give
good.
You
someone
a
better have a $100 bill. It's
right
the only
now,
way I'm getting on that freaking thing.
Sonny Clark, it will be legal. It will be legal tender. It will be a $100 bill.
Oh my God!
Shit.
Unbelievable.
And I mean, no, hold on, no, wait, no. I made a mistake. It'll be a 100 bill.
Oh, you know 100 bill.
I'll add 50 to that because I'm gonna ride with them, and I'm gonna rock that damn thing.
Hey, no rocking, man. That's hey, you got the heart condition. Make sure you bring the machine that you have on so I can wear it while you're on that thing because I might have a heart attack 4 or 5 times while you do that thing.
I don't know if it has the strength to pump both of your hearts, but what the hell? He liked it.
I liked it.
Don't give us mouth to mouth. Or mouth to something.
Matt Alvarez is in the room. But yeah, I know you're single, but Matt Alvarez is... Dude, I have someone I'd like you to meet, big dog. I reconsidered it. Yes, I have.
Well,
you know, she's been joining us more often on air now. Gridiron Girl was on with us last Monday, not this past Monday, but last Monday she spent the entire hour on with us for the debut of Late Night Sports Junkies. If you haven't heard, The Prodigy and The Scorekeeper are live on Monday night. I'm expecting the Big Dog to join us because that was his time slot at first. So, Big Dog, I'm just occupying the time slot till you make the return. You are a sports junkie, and you need to join us. And, folks, everyone, anyone else, we've been on for 2 consecutive weeks now, which is a shock on a Monday night, even during tax season.
Tax
season?
Tax person?
I've done over 70 jobs through the 14th. I had 4 clients over yesterday, and
wow.
I don't know how many I have this time. I did 138 jobs last year, and I'm already at 70.
And you're well going to go past that.
Well, things will slow down soon, but I am busy, thank God. And the clients that I did not think would return have returned. So all of my regulars have yet to show up yet. But the
you mean
big
you didn't,
dog,
you
your
mean
honor,
you didn't insult them away? They're coming back for more, huh?
No, Sonny, it's called 34 miles. That's
oh.
a lot to get your taxes done, dude. I'm
that's
good, Sonny,
good
but
point.
I didn't think I was that good.
So you are that good.
You must be good, I know.
Well, hold on.
If I was within 34 miles, I'd go see the scorekeeper.
Hold on a minute. I am that good. But as far as taxes go, yes. Even the college kids are
good?
Following me. Yes.
Good.
College kids that don't make a lot of money, they're pissed that I moved. There's no doubt. Well, no, actually, they're not pissed. They're more depressed than anything else. And they've all been making the move. I can't believe it. It's like, wow. I knew I was. I mean, they basically spent as much gas money as their fee. I can't believe it, man. Unbelievable. But hey, life is good in the hood.
But see, now you have a whole new set of clients here.
I haven't decided to hit any of them up yet. And we're in the Inland Empire.
You need to change that. Life is good in the new hood.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was that?
Life is good in the new hood. You got to change that.
Life is good in the new hood. I'm still a visitor here.
It's not
dude.
Even a hood, though.
It's not
a hood anymore.
It's not. We're on the country.
You're in a nice part of Pomona.
Oh,
I'm in a nice
country.
Part of Pomona.
I like
really
that.
Really,
big
country. Dog? I am in a nice part of Pomona. Did I luck into this?
Yes. Yes, you did. You would have been south of the 10.
So last backward into a good deal, right?
Guys, I'm 2 blocks from Claremont, where the real money is. Yeah.
Wow.
And I can tell. There is a lot of money in Claremont. And Laverne is just over here, too, which is a lot of money. Those pretentious bastards. And we're blocks away from both cities. And
isn't that where Charlie Manson?
Yes.
Isn't that pretentious bastard?
No, hold on. I've got breaking news as well. I know Cuervo's last week was, and he announced it here on Sports Talk with the Guys, that he is returning to Southern California.
I thought he was just visiting.
Yeah, you guys thought he was just visiting, but he's here. Terry, the traveling man Zahn, will probably be joining us for an evening broadcast, and he kind of said that he may actually... Oh, my God, this is breaking news. At the Olympics, someone has broken their spine.
Forget the Olympics. Get back to the traveling man. I don't care about the... Finish up.
Olympic ski cross racer Maria Komisarova has a broken spine. Oh, my God. This is breaking news right now.
Oh.
But going back to the other greater breaking news.
Yeah, hell with the broken back. Let's get back to our man, the traveling man.
Yeah, we don't give a crap about that, whatever
right.
he did. Yeah. The traveling man will be more than likely joining us for some live broadcast. I mean, we are really
cool.
right around the corner from the traveling man. And he actually said, 6 a.m.? All right. yeah. He may make a Saturday morning. He sold his motorhome.
Oh, yeah.
He's done traveling. He is no longer the
traveling.
He lives in Las Vegas now because
really?
It's warm. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's cool.
Sure. I have no comment as far as tax purposes, whether where or where he lives. Because the big dog said, oh, wait a minute, he doesn't live in Laverne anymore? Said, the tax man has no comment on the official residence of the tax of the traveling man.
Well, if he is in Las Vegas, he better come and join us over there at Binion's for our show.
He lives, honestly. He lives in Vegas.
And she does.
So I believe Terry will be joining us in Vegas. That was my other bit of news that I think he will, because we're going to be on air for like 5 hours on Saturday.
Yep.
And maybe more than
yep,
that.
At least five. Right. At least five. And Lord forbid, if Lenny Melnick goes there, maybe he'll open up a spot on his show and we can be there for 6 or 7 hours. Hell, who knows?
Yeah, but Lenny's whipped. He's only on for like 30 minutes. He's got one of those trophies. Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Good
yes, he has one of those programs. Folks, good morning. The chat room is rocking this morning, even though Matt Alvarez is talking up a storm. Copy, Guillermo Rocha, Laker fan. Matt Alvarez and the Couch Potato are in the chat room. We are rocking on a Saturday morning, folks. I got to tell you. Gotta tell you, I think the Prodigy, who is my co-host on the Sports Night Junkies, he's known me for quite a few years now, but he generally knows me to be serious. I will crack a financial joke from time to time, but I think I scared him more than anything else when we actually did a sports program. He's like, holy crap, that wasn't some other guy. That is the scorekeeper. So I told him after the first program, Prodigy, dude, shut me up. I talk too much. And he laughed. And he didn't do the obligatory, oh, that's not true, scorekeeper. That was funny. And I'll put him on blast right now because I can. But he did. He laughed. It was a good chuckle when I said, dude, you got to shut me up. I talk too much. He chuckled. There was no obligatory scene when you talk to your elders.
He liked
good
it.
Man.
He liked it.
Yeah, he did. He liked it. And when he didn't say, no, scorekeeper, that's not true, I liked it too. I was like, wow. Folks, it's a Saturday morning. We're having a glorious time. And you guys know the number, 347-637-2306. And like I said, we're getting the Monday night program off. And as well, now that everyone's in the chat room, I think Coffee did hear this earlier, but Tanya Mercado makes her return in DD Media on Monday night. So, guys, the Monday night calendar is back. The 5-Tool Show is on at 6. Monday Night in America is on at 7. And the Late Night Sports Junkies on at 8. All Time Pacific, that's just on 8. The Golden Cravat debuted 2 weeks ago on Thursday. They're on at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, as you know, Tanya debuts this Monday, and next Friday we have another program debuting.
So Tanya's going to debut, talk about how great the bits are going to be.
And all it is you just want to watch her talk because she's a beautiful girl.
Spring training will go. She'll talk about how great the Mets will be.
And that'll end in about 3 weeks.
The first week of the season will start. She'll talk about how great the Mets are going to be. By week three, she'll be saying, wait till next year, guys. We're going to be great.
I don't think she's even going to wait till the third week. But that's very kind of you, Big Dog. We are talking about the Mets after all. But Tanya makes her return on Monday. And, of course, I said it earlier, guys. It is official. Braves Banter, the hit show here on Blog Talk Radio by Dan Schlossberg. You know what? I'm just thrilled I'm going to have a non-Mets program, quite frankly.
There you go.
Damn it.
We're going Mets happy.
Remember, we had so many damn Mets people on our network, and it was disgusting. When did that happen? And, of course,
the Yankee man. There's a moniker for you.
What?
The Yankee man.
The Yankee man? Oh, thank you. Heard here first on NDB Media. I'll have to consider that. The Yankee man. Yeah,
I was
not lighting up the inside source there, Big Dog.
I was
going
to call you the Yankee Clipper, but we just can't.
As a matter of fact,
Tanya's a big Met fan, isn't she?
Who?
Tanya's a big Met fan, isn't she? Tanya Mercado.
Mr. Cash Potato, did you kind of miss that when I said she is a Met fan?
I had to take my headphones off for a second, so yes, I did miss it.
So anyway,
she's
Couch
to
Potato.
The Mets as what I am to the Lakers.
And
unfortunately, we're going to be in the same boat, too. In the same boat.
Yeah,
I better call
dude.
In on the Skype so when I got to move around, I can still hear you. So I'm going to call in on the Skype. Don't activate the mic.
Don't activate the mic. You're
when
telling
call
me to
in
do
on Skype. Leave this one on.
Yeah. Think about it. You're telling me to do something for convenience.
Hey, I have to get up and down. I have got to get my coffee. I have to refill the coffee.
No. A cup of Joe.
Cup of Joe Amaretto.
You cannot say you're going to have a cup of coffee because that fills his ego with more than I can handle. Yeah. Why do you think we have a cup of Joe? And I even said that this morning. So, again, if you guys want to go back and listen to the archive, I actually, and I will say it, I blew coffee on air. Like I blew. We'll make it up. Come on. I mean, this is what we do here. Everything we do here is made up. NDB Media, nobody does better at lying through an episode, at getting through an episode. But anyway, Braves Banter will be joining us. I believe on or about March, what's the calendar say? It's going to be on Thursday, March 27th. That's right, Big Dog. How the hell did you get that one?
Was March 32nd?
Did you say March 32nd?
Yeah.
You dick. I thought you said March 27th.
That was good. I'm happy about that.
Because we are Sports Talk with the guys. Home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Wow, folks. Isn't that frightening? I mean, we haven't done that for like a month and a half, and we have it down. And we definitely have it down. And, all right, I guess I got to give some obligatory kiss up to this person.
Have you talked about Derek yet?
Derek Jeter? No, not yet. We've been having a good time this morning. So, in other words, we ain't talking crap. I mean, well, actually,
this is
we
just
are
a sports
crap.
Show. We haven't talked any sports. Come on. why would we do something dumb like
something
that?
When you say something that I disagree with, I'll let you know. So we're going to move on. I got to do an intro. I got to kiss his butt. Here we go.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Oh, he does it.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Oh my God!
What's up,
Welcome
Dad?
Back, Big Dog, and Brian. The Big Dog's talking crap this morning.
I'm just going with the song.
What do you say?
What did he say? What did he say? Whatever.
What's up, Brian?
What's up, guys? Welcome back,
doing?
Big Dog. I'm taking Cujo to the vet. I'm taking Cujo to the vet this morning.
That's what the Big Dog was implying when he said, and you do some other stuff, but that's neither here nor there. Folks, Cujo's doing very well, Brian, and of course, folks, I want to introduce the star of the Wednesday night airwaves and Sunday night. And, what are you doing to your middle finger there, Big Dog? What's wrong? Okay, just let me do the intro here. Of course, we have the glorious host from the Way In Sports Show. Oh, shit, did I get the title wrong? Way In Sports Show, right?
Way In Sports Talk, you're close enough.
Oh, damn! That's the first time I get it wrong. Well, today, that's the first time I get it wrong. Way In Sports Talk Show. Oh, damn, talk. Way In Sports Talk.
He's not a show, it's an episode.
No, shut up. All right, Big Dog. They're all shows, but I refer to them as programs. I am not an elitist to say that I have a show. I have a program on, and each program has its episodes or segments, damn it. Get it right. If you're going to talk smack.
So this is a weekly episodic schedule that we keep.
And we are a serial-based program because we just go on and on and on and on and on.
Cornflakes and chocolate flakes.
Yes, Brian, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. And so what's going on in the world? Because I think Big Dog's trying to direct us to some sports stuff this morning.
Well, we had an earthquake last night. That's big news.
Really? Congratulations.
So I fell off the bed. You felt it? Damn.
Yeah, it was an earthquake last night. In South Carolina. And I was laying on the floor watching TV, and I felt a little bit of the tremor, actually, the aftershock. So, pretty
cool.
Yeah,
all right, Brian. Now that you've seen your Lord and you cried out to them during this moment, what was the magnitude of this alleged tremor? Because it didn't light up any notices out here on the West Coast, and our notices start at 3.5. Seriously.
I think they're 4.4.
When there's an earthquake... No.
There was an earthquake when?
Hold on. If you go to USGS.gov, and I've been receiving texts from them since, like, you know, 2003. They've had the service for years. And that's why, folks, here's a little bit of trivia. In 2004, on Christmas Day for us here, I received the text that there was an 8.5 earthquake near Banda Aceh. I received it. Thank you. I actually received that text 30 minutes after the event took place. So I actually had more notice than the rest of the world did before the tsunami hit India, Bangladesh, Australia.
5 minutes with my phone.
You're funny, Big Dog. You're funny. I get the text messages, Sports Center, that I don't get as quickly as you. Because his Sports Center alert goes off about 4 minutes before mine does. That really sucks. It really sucks. But I received the notice of the Banda Aceh earthquake, and I sent an email to people saying, hey, you know, there was an 8.5, because I was too busy showing off something about Noriega.biz website. And I said, oh, and by the way, there's an 8.5 earthquake. So... I've been receiving the USGS reports ever since then. So long story short, damn it.
Too late.
I get notices on real earthquakes. What was the magnitude over there to that one, Brian?
I think it was 4.4 in my bedroom.
Yeah. Hold on. I said it earlier. You guys didn't hear me. I said congratulations to you and Mrs. Bryan. I said that. So I was like, there was an earthquake.
Now, you know, that's right, baby. I made the earth move.
Now, hold on a minute. Obviously, let's take an image. He said in his
I don't want an image.
Hold on. Bryan said that he was on the floor.
Where was Cujo?
Where was Cujo?
On the floor.
No, he was in the bed.
There you go.
Well, either Brian, she rocked your world and you ended up on the floor, or, well, whatever. But, folks, yes, there apparently was a 4.4 earthquake, allegedly, Brian tells us as such. We're going to look it up on USGS because Sonny always has the habit of saying, you know, scorekeeper, that sounds like you're talking shit. I'm going to find out if it's true or not. Well, I'm going to do the same thing you, Brian. I'm going to see if you're
do
talking
it.
Shit or telling the truth.
I don't talk shit. Really? You're on Sports Talk with the guys.
From Atlanta. Yeah, hold on.
Well,
you're from Atlanta.
Saturday
and you're
morning.
On Sports Talk with the guys.
Saturday morning is the only day I talk shit.
Wow. He is a gentleman, folks, and we are having...
Yes, he is.
Yes, we are. Well, I mean, I don't know if he's talking about making the earth move. Maybe he's...
Folks, here we are. We're going and blowing this early morning. We're finishing up the second quarter here on Sports Talk with the guys. We're going to be going into the third quarter right now.
Well, I look up USGS.gov. Big Dog, what is the question that you asked me like 20 minutes ago about Derek Jeter?
Oh, you guys have talked about him, you know.
No!
It was extremely sad news.
We have not talked about Derek Jeter's announcement.
Derek Jeter's announcement.
Even your manager of the Yankees, Avante Yankees.
What a stupid illiterate.
That he did not know this was coming, and he's very saddened by the news that Derek Jeter has announced his retirement after the end of this coming season.
Oh, by the way, breaking news, and we'll get back to the Derek Jeter story in a moment. As usual, Brian was talking shit. There is no 4.4 earthquake in South Carolina, in Edgefield, South Carolina. It was a 4.1.
Well, my wife's out of town, so there was only a little tremor in Texas.
Once again, the man does lie about size.
Over-exaggerated, okay?
It
felt
like
a damn
4.4.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, God. You guys are going to kill me.
Yeah.
Hey, whenever I laugh, I cough, so I'm always on the mute button, and you guys are killing me over here. I'm going to die. Good stuff.
Whoa.
Then Mr. Jeter is the most overrated player in his lifetime.
Well, it's about time you woke up, Coffee, damn it.
Here we go. That had to be Coffee.
Hey, it's his prerogative. It's prerogative. So once again, Brian, sorry you got slammed, but if you're ever going to get slammed, we'd love it right here on Sports Talk with the guys. Remember, when we beat you up, it's only because we love you.
It'll be great.
Cuervo, get off your lazy butt and get in the program.
It'll be great.
Sir! Sir! Yes, sir!
It'll be great, Brian.
He liked it, too. Brian, are you going to make it to Vegas on December 5th, 6th, and 7th?
Can you hear me?
Brian?
I can hear.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Brian.
Okay, I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to put myself on mute for a minute, so I've got to run Cujo in here to get a shot, so I'll be back.
Wait. Are you going to join us on December 5th, 6th, and 7th in Vegas?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Go do what you need to do and let me know what you've done with Cujo, damn it.
All right, so I'm going to mute myself.
All right, stay on mute, pal. We'll make fun of you on air. There's no doubt about that. We will make
especially
fun of you on air.
Especially since he can't defend himself.
Yeah, what a shock. Derek Jeter has announced it.
In your opinion.
Oh, my God.
As
really? Like, I can speak without my opinion?
As a sports guru of baseball.
Sports guru of baseball. Wow, Big Dog, what do you want this morning? Oh, wait a minute. Okay, he hasn't been here in a while, and I'm not used to this sort of love or respect.
Do you think Derek did this knowing that he didn't have to worry about the whole A-Roy thing this entire year? A-Roy's
yes.
gone. So he
yes.
took this as a spot to say, you know what? I think I'll retire. I'll get all the limelight. Minka Kelly might come back to me. She's gorgeous. Not on the same side, but has a hell of an ass. But, you know. Anyways, do you think?
I mean, how do we top that, Big Dog? We might as well just call it a show right now. You know, Minka Kelly, she's a little thin, but she has a hell of an ass. So we're done, folks.
Oh, my God.
We're talking to guys.
going to do is show her in jeans on her show that she's on Almost Famous.
All right, hold on. She's on a show.
I really didn't realize how pretty she was until I saw her in the show.
Well, you know, I mean, cameras and things like that. So she's on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I guess we're on the show now, too, but that's neither here nor there. Big Dog,
yes,
is the Sports Illustrated calendar out yet, the swimsuit edition?
Ooh. Oh, did you see the news?
Oh, boy.
Okay, when it's out. When it's out.
Would you like another quote?
No, I might as well.
Three asses are bigger than one.
Oh, my God.
Because it's three girls, the past, the present, the future. And they're all turned around, topless, holding each other's hands. Each hand is on each other's ass. And they're little bikinis that are kind of pulled up a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't done one of these issues in a while, but we're going to have to do that. Couch Potato, you need to get the Sports Illustrated. And, folks, this is a one... What?
I believe it's the 15th anniversary.
All right, well, we haven't done this episode for a while. Folks, if you want to join us for the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, you need to contact me because we will, with a reasonable amount of people... this tax season, I'm not the richest person in the world, but thank God I actually have a little bit of money. All my hosts and guests to this Saturday morning program, if you want the Sports Illustrated Edition issue, it'll be compliments at NDB Media. And then we're going to review it on air. On the Sports Illustrated magazine?
On Sports Illustrated, the show. Talking about Sports Illustrated magazine.
She might get pretty pissed with that.
Nah.
No, I you know.
Who's the other one? Was it Grand Girl, or who was the one that used to join you on the daily?
Jesus, it was Ashley.
Think she'll join you for that one? The special episode?
It's been a little while since Ashley's been on air with us, but Jesus Christ, I've been in every which way begging Ashley to return. That is one absolutely gorgeous chicken. Having her on the Daily 15 with us.
And she does not mind talking about women. No.
Oh, she was a team player. You heard her. You heard her, especially when she says, oh, freckles. Oh, hell yeah. When she was talking about Lindsay Lohan, I'm like, holy crap. There's a 21-year-old girl sitting not 2 feet away from me saying, oh, yeah, I do that one. I'm like, wow. That was a highlight of the Daily 15.
I think I'm in love.
That was a highlight of the Daily 15.
Coffee says, I join you, but I don't like people. Because I need to save money, so
really?
I can go to the film.
I would never get that impression about him.
That was good. Folks, you need to contact me, and that means you too, Matt Alvarez, because we have to have your parental slip signed so that we can get you the Sports Illustrated.
Well, he'll need special permission.
Yeah, so
you
folks,
have to fax it in order to get it.
Everyone is listening live right now to this program. Everyone in the chat room,
if
you want the Sports Illustrated issue, this is a special gift to all of the live people in the chat room. Everyone who's here right now, because you joined us. You woke up early to be here. We will get you the Sports Illustrated 2014 edition, and then we hope you join us.
Now, you make this sound like it's a big deal, scorekeeper. You know, every year you order 25 of them, so you can't use them that much. So there you go. you got to hand them out. I like that.
25.
That's a good idea.
Actually, Sonny, he orders 30 because they only last a day or two because they get all too sticky.
Oh,
20.
Shut up. Yeah, okay. It looks good, no doubt about it.
By the way, speaking of Sports Illustrated, scorekeeper, in Facebook, I sent you a Deadspin thing about
speaking of Deadspin, that reminds me, guys, for those of you that play video games, right now at GameStop, it shocked the crap out of me. For PlayStation 3, I purchased a game yesterday. It's on sale, Colonial Marines. It's a first-person shooter. It sells for $29.99 at Best Buy.
So
right now, it's $29.99 at Best Buy, at Target, all these places.
So is that in the 1800s?
Colonial Marines. Aliens, you dumbass!
So
aliens!
So they're colonial fans, right?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You've seen the movie Aliens.
Yeah.
This is a video game version of Aliens. You get to be a colonial marine. Frost! Oh, God, Marines, we are leaving! All that from Aliens. Colonial Marines is GameStop $5.99. I purchased it yesterday.
Because it sucks so bad, that's why it's so cheap.
It's over! It's over!
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's close.
Game over, man!
Game over!
Game over, man!
One of the funnier lines in Hollywood is, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do? What are we going to do, man? Colonial Marines is $5.99 at GameStop. It's an unadvertised special. And I was like, wow!
What if you don't have a PlayStation 3? Can I still get it for...
Hicks was his name. Hicks. Wasn't it? No, no. Hicks was the leader of the...
Hicks. You're right. It was Hicks. It was Corporal Hicks. And Reese was the traitorous corporate guy. Played so... Like, what's his face? Reiser? Mark Reiser?
Sure.
You've not seen Aliens?
It's been so many years.
Michael, no, he was the one that did that stupid 90s comedy Mad About You. Wasn't it him?
Yes. Yeah, him. He's a fun actor. Anyway, Colonial Marines, $5.99 at GameStop. Bought it yesterday.
Swimsuit 2014 celebrating 50 years of beautiful on sale February 18th.
Holy crap! That's
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Next Saturday, folks, you have to talk to me before then. We will PayPal you the money, compliments of NBB Media today. You guys, everyone who's in the chat room needs to...
Holy shit, how many people are in the chat room?
Wait a minute. It'll be next week.
The first four people.
Can I get a payment arrangement on that one, please?
Hold on. The first two people.
Hold on.
Coffee. You got it if you want it. Guillermo, you got it. Laker fan, you got it. Matt Alvarez, you've got it. Cuervo, you've got it. You got to hide it from your wife. And Couch Potato, you've got it.
His wife might accept that.
And she's actually been on the program now once.
She has. They called him by his first name.
Dude, I know she did. And we have a guest right now in the chat room. Guys, holy crap, there are a whole bunch of guests coming in now. Word has gone out throughout the world through the 12 colonies of Cobol. The word has gone out. Seek forth the Galactica, and we shall find freedom. Yes, folks, the offer still stands. You got a lot. That was Battlestar Galactica, you dumbass. All right, folks, the offer's there right now. Frack you. You stupid mother fracker. As Battlestar Galactica, folks.
Check condition one throughout the ship.
Check condition one throughout the ship.
All right, here we go, folks.
So back to Derek Jeter.
Oh, we're still on Derek Jeter?
Yeah,
no, Mika Kelly's on Derek Jeter.
You never answered the question.
What?
Do you believe... I finally answered the question.
Huh?
Do you believe that...
I did?
We've been bullshitting all morning.
Wait. You're lying.
No. He didn't do it. Derek Jeter has realized that when these other guys have gotten their farewell, they've been blown in every city that they've gone. And Derek Jeter is giving his farewell tour. This has nothing to do with A-Roid. This is Derek Jeter actually saying, I'm in the last year of my contract. It's done. I want to go out on my terms, relatively speaking. And, you know, it's Jorge Posada did it, Andy Pettit did it, Mariano Rivera did it, and now Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter he is the youngest one of them all, but it's done.
Future Hall of Famer.
I will consider the argument because now we have a time. But again, he's not done yet. And again, Sonny Clark, I've always said, I'm not going to join that eternal bandwagon of everyone else doing that.
5 or 7 years?
Why not? Everybody else does it.
Yeah, but I am not everyone else.
No, you
are
not.
This is true.
I have never been everyone else. And folks, I'd like to believe that if there is a rabble, I am one step above the rabble. So that's why I will not join everyone else.
So you're a sabble? Is this one of us?
I'm a sabble. That was funny. That was good. Shut up. That was good.
I knew where you were trying to go with that. That was good.
I acknowledge that. Derek Jeter has made the moment to go. You know, and you know what is funny? About 2 weeks ago, when the Yankees did all the signings and everything, I had one of the most awesome starts to a program ever. I basically flipped everyone off on that episode. So if you want to go back to the intro 2 weeks ago and listen, after Kanak, Kanit, whatever the hell that guy's name is. Yeah, the $150 million. When we signed him, I let my feelings know on the Yankees in a way that I've never let anyone know.
Derek Jeter, will he get a bus in the...
Oh, yes. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Now, he's only, what, like the 12th captain or something like that? Because I know they don't have captainships out.
Yeah. And actually, it's the Yankees that determine who the captain is. And, yes, that's correct, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, did I got the number right?
Yeah. Wow. I think Don Mattingly was number 10. And I think there was one in between Don Mattingly. And it's very rare when there's a captain. And it's always the owner that says who the captain is. So, a lot of fun, folks. We're now in the third quarter on Sports Talk for the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday.
Will he have a Derek Jeter-like season from past years, or is he just going to get by?
I don't know. I mean,
in your humble opinion?
In my humble opinion, he's going to show up and he's going to get blown in every city that he goes. Why do you think he had a – do you know why he announced this? A-Roid and everything. It's because Derek Jeter is letting all of his chicks know in the cities that he's going.
You know they did.
I am retiring. Yeah, better be at the stadium, damn it.
They did Derek Jeter's nine-person team or whatever, and it's all the women he's dated.
Really? He's dated.
There were a few people on there I didn't know, like Mariah Carey.
Oh, time. Oh yeah, no, I know she did. And, all right, you know it was at 18 seconds when I saw it, so I don't want to hear any crap.
Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Oh, yeah! Oh, my God. Derek Jeter also dated Scarlett Johansson? Oh, my God. Derek Jeter is... a Hall of Famer right now, baby! Right now, Derek Jeter is a Hall of Famer. He's not a future
then
Hall of Famer.
Then he seen her without makeup and then
he
dumped her like
famer.
He should.
God, I think I woke up the neighborhood right now. I yelled that crap out. Cuervo, let's do it right this time, pal.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Morning, guys. I didn't mind the first one because we rolled right into Scarlett Johansson, and I was like, all right, this is how this show's going to go, so let's do it.
Well, that's why Derek Jeter dumped her, though. He dumped her because he's seen her without makeup. So, you know, just like I said.
That doesn't change my opinion, let me tell you.
Sonny Clark, it can be true of many people, but I don't think you've seen Scarlett without makeup. Cuervo has.
Yeah, I got the magazine, man. It was like Marie
Claire. No, dude, Scarlett Johansson is an absolutely gorgeous woman. The makeup just accentuates the beauty. She is. Oh, did that one do it for you, Big Dog? Yeah, Sonny, not that. Well, you should have seen the way he reacted right now. Cuervo. He disagrees with you, Couch Potato, and the Big Dog does, and I do too. I think you jumped the gun on this one. Scarlett Johansson is a bombshell. She is a starlet. She is a beauty. It was a funny line. I just don't think it applies to Scarlett. I really genuinely do not believe it applies to Scarlett.
You gotta get that edition of the Marie Claire that I got, boy. She's like that girl in Seinfeld with depends on the light kind of girl. I think that's what she's like without makeup.
No,
now with makeup,
no.
She is.
No.
That picture was just taken in the wrong light because I seen those pictures that she sent to Ryan Reynolds and she wasn't wearing makeup.
She wasn't wearing anything.
She had a towel.
Beautiful.
By the way, it's Hudson, not Hicks. Hicks led him. Hudson was the one that yelled out, "Game over, man! Game over!"
Oh, yes. Well, are you implying that I got it wrong? I said it was
no,
Hicks
I
was the corporal. Oh, yeah, he was implying it. It is Hudson, and that's the guy that, Hudson, he was in True Lies. I forget the guy's name. He was in Big Love. Hudson, that was a funny line. Look at Vasquez. Remember the line where Vasquez says when they're having their meetings, he goes, "All I need to know is where they are."
Yeah. Anytime, any place, man.
And then that's when Hudson says, "Yeah, you know what? They said alien, and she thought meant illegal alien and signed up."
You, man.
Anytime, any place. Mr. Clark, I know aliens very well. So, and I quite frankly have aliens under my employ whenever I move. Let's go on.
There you go.
What? Casper Taylor can't comment because he's white. Yeah, sorry, Sonny. Anyway,
yep.
Let's continue. I do stimulate the economy. I employ illegals to help me move, which in the last 20 years has been quite often, but neither here nor there. Cuervo, good morning.
Morning. Well, I posted a picture just for you, Scorekeeper. I'm sure you would like it. There's a nice touch to the picture. I posted it in the chat room for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess I'll look at it. Hold on.
She's not wearing makeup right now. Look how beautiful she looks.
Well, Cuervo, thank you. Lots of love. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, just in a Yankee cap with no makeup. That's beautiful.
You should have taken a Yankee off of it so we could get a real opinion from him.
Okay, now, Newman. Oh, okay, that's cool. That's cool. Her headgear is nauseating. Thank you. So anyway, thank you, Cuervo, for earlier placing the link about the South Carolina earthquake. So once again, folks, Cuervo said that he was responsible for the headbanging that was going on. But as usual, he did exaggerate. And as you heard, the big dog really put him in his place. He's always exaggerating.
I just said, man, just measure, you know.
Obviously he measured incorrectly because he said it was a 4.4.
He measured from way down to the bottom.
Yeah. And, okay.
We still got Tarvin on. Is he still around or did he hang up?
Who's that, Brian?
Tarvin's here. Tarvin's here.
Yeah, he's listening, but he's attending to Cujo. When he says he went
to the vet.
When he goes to the vet, that's code for going to the market and buying peanut butter.
More peanut butter.
I listened to that last week, by the way. That was pretty funny.
Get the jug. You need to go to Costco or Sam's Club and get that five pound jug.
Yeah. Folks, we are having a good morning on this Saturday morning. We're well into our third quarter, and it is a glorious morning. So, Big Dog, since we've talked about one sports story.
Were you surprised that he announced it?
Are we still on Derek Jeter? Oh, okay. No, I'm not surprised because I've seen
Scarlett Johansson. Okay, sorry.
I'd love to be on Scarlett Johansson. I'm sorry, Mr. Scorekeeper, but it's been said. I would love to be on Scarlett Johansson. Or
say every couple has a top five that it's okay if you turn your back for 2 hours.
No,
it's okay.
No,
she's one.
No, there is no such thing in the Noriega residence. There is no such thing. Love my wife, but in the fantasy of fantasies, Scarlett has always... You guys forget, Scarlett Johansson was the first Noriega girl chosen in 2005. When Noriega.biz, and notice the initials, Noriega.biz, NDB. There you go. That's where NDB Media originated, from Noriega.biz, the website. She was the first Noriega girl in 2005. Or actually, I take it back, 2004.
And Harry Potter, are we just Slytherin person? Or Gryffindor?
We chose a Gryffindor. And that was Emma Watson. Emma Watson is a hottie. The minute she turned 18, she was a Noriega girl.
Yes.
And we got so much shit for choosing her.
You might want to push the Slytherin.
Wow. Actually, the wand is in the wrong spot.
Did you care?
Yeah, well, thank you for the picture, Big Dog, but the wand is in the wrong spot. The wand has to be on the Slytherin thingy there. But anyway, folks, I'm not surprised that Derek Jeter called it. I'm happy that he is, and now you can all have the conversations that you want. Is he a Hall of Famer? I still stand by my argument prior to Scarlett Johansson. No one is a Hall of Famer until we have their numbers
to talk about, and his career, the final chapter has yet to be written. And folks,
scorekeeper. Take your stats from right now.
Okay, Sonny Clark, the most disgusting thing is the big dog is right in front of me talking, and I heard you speaking. Do you know how frightening that was? So I need you to hold on. Hold on.
My only question is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
All right.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Okay, so let's go back to the captain. What were you saying, sir? And Cuervo, I need you to save me.
Go get his stats right now. Go get his stats right now and see how they measure up right now. He's a Hall of Famer. Come on. First ballot, by the way.
Oh, so there it is. Sonny Clark says he's first ballot. Big Dog, you don't know.
I would assume he'd be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You assume he would be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
With all the controversy and all the things that are going on in baseball right now, all the black eyes that baseball has been getting, having someone like Derek Jeter retire, the commissioner is probably praying and praising anybody he can think of, saying we have someone worthy of the Hall of Fame right now.
With all the black eyes that baseball has right now,
yes.
other than getting over that slur,
Ron.
We'll go to Cuervo on that. We are talking about him right now. Hopefully Brian will return shortly. But, guys, I'm not going to evaluate whether he's a Hall because he's still playing, because here's the way it goes, kids. This is why I don't call anyone a Hall of Famer or anything until their career is done. Because I hear people always praising other people, and then something usually happens, and they get in trouble, and I just turn around and say, heh, you dumbasses. You see? Wait till it's done. And quite frankly, and this is where I'm going to lose my entire audience. Who's Papa Walton?
Ray.
Who gives a crap? Who's Papa Walton?
Ralph Waite.
Yeah, okay.
The father of the Waltons.
Oh, the father of
the TV show, The Waltons.
Good night,
yes.
John Boy.
Yeah, he died.
He died?
85 years old.
Oh, good for him. He lived a good life.
Yep.
Good night, Papa Walton. Anyway, every time I hear people saying that, it's an argument, you're wasting your time. Why? Why even bother? Because we don't know. Is that what it is? Is that, you had to put it out there, Big Dog? We have nothing else.
There.
All right. For the sake of arguing, because it is Jeter and you guys are pushing me to do it, I already said, not only because he did it, Scarlett Johansson, thank you very much, he is a Hall of
Kelly.
And Minka Kelly, and...
Minka!
Yeah! All right.
Only hot chicks.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he did it anymore. He's not hot. What's the breaking news, Big Dog?
The U.S. men's hockey team has upset Russia 3-2 in a shootout.
Woohoo! It's no longer Lake Placid, it's Lake Sochi! Sochi! All right. Derek Jeter is... I knew quite a few of them myself. But anyway, they're usually Indian from Mexico. Oh, my God, with the long black hair and the round face. Oh, anyway, I believe Derek Jeter, once the time is there, he will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Cuervo! Derek Jeter. And then we'll go to the Dream, who's joined us.
Two reasons he's a first ballot, guys. One, he's never been linked to any PED stories or anything like that. So that's always a good thing, right? And then number two, I'm sorry, he played for the Yankees, so he's going to be first ballot. You know, that's just the special treatment that Yankees get. And that's why he's going to be Mariano Rivera. Yeah, whoa. We all know it's true.
Hey, Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron. I mean, I can name quite a few Yankees that didn't go first round.
Oh, Hank Aaron.
Back in 1920. Good morning, Dream. But be careful about the Babe Ruth one, okay? But Hank Aaron was not a first ballot, if I remember correctly.
Mantle was not, I believe. There were a couple.
Yeah, there were a few first up. But Babe Ruth was in the inaugural class.
So he was a first ballot.
A Dream, you got them all except the one for Babe Ruth. It's okay. He was not a first ballot because he was in the inaugural class.
I always say inaugural.
T.J. Oshie scores in the eight. I don't know. The report flashed by. So,
Thank you, Cuervo, for slamming New York by saying, well, he's a Yankee, so, you know, because of that.
Anytime.
Thank you, Cuervo.
Anytime. Anytime, Sporky.
Dream, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer, Derek Jeter?
I don't say he goes first time. Just out of history, you know, I look at it. First
voters are pretty stupid.
Really rough. I mean, yeah, it does take a minute. It sounds like they say no until they see what the media says they should vote. I mean, that's just what it seems like to me.
There is truth to that. Now, Sonny Clark, since you're now in the Minor League Hall of Fame, do you have voting credentials now because you are in the Hall of Fame?
I actually can request someone. I get a total of 10 nominations, and two of them are guaranteed.
So the answer is yes. Way to go, Sonny Clark. Way to go, because of your hard work. You are the shark, and we are the plover. Been for the longest time now, no doubt about it. Way to go, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports. So much of the hardest working man, he got elected to the Hall of Fame at 47. Cut it out!
Sonny Clark, I'm a youngin', man.
So he retired.
I'm a youngin'.
He's not retired. Vince Scully has not retired, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Oh, wait a minute. Is Vince Scully in the Hall of Fame?
I think he actually is, now that you say that. I mean, I can look it up real quick.
Wait a minute. I didn't say anything. Well, that's the whole program.
I'm asking.
It's not a rhetorical. Yeah. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you. Thank you for the courtesy chuckle.
Radio Hall of Fame. Yes, he is in it.
Okay, yeah, that's understood. That's akin to what you're... Is in the major... who gives a crap for that? Is he in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
I don't know about that.
What a shock. We don't know anything here on Sports Talk with the guy. All right. Brian, why... Yeah, thank you. Wipe the peanut butter off your fingers.
Not on his fingers.
Did you just say it's not on your fingers?
I'm sorry. What was that, big dog? Oh. Wow. All right. Brian.
Actually,
Cujo's going. Oh, my God. Brian, hurry up and get back. We want to know what's going on, because we're probably going to spend the next 3 hours on Derek Jeter right now, like his girlfriend, I suppose, but it's neither here nor there. So, where found it?
Finally.
What did you find? I don't want to.
Oh, real quick. Roger.
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. I want your speculation on this.
Scorekeeper,
I'm sorry. Darth Scorekeeper. I have a question for you. Just wondering what your thoughts are on this. Do you think the Yankees went and bought a whole bunch of awesome players and started disregarding the salary cap, shall we say, for the luxury tax, because this is going to be Derek Jeter's pretty much last hurrah?
Okay, here's the funny thing.
Is he trying to say they're trying to buy a championship?
Hold on, funny thing, okay, look.
What do you think we always do
to that? Here's the thing. There's a lot of interesting things in that. I'm going to ask my compatriots to respond right after, and I'm going to make this quick. Number one, as we've now learned, the Yankees have been commenting about being below the cap to get everyone with their pants down. The Yankees intended to spend all the time, like they always do. So this was just to lull everyone else into a sense of stupidity, because they knew what they were going to do. Guys, the Yankees have always done what they do, and everyone fell for it. When have the Yankees given a damn about the luxury tax? Never. It has never been an interest to them, and all the talk about this actually made it easy for them to make some free agent signing, because people were like, well, the Yankees aren't going to be spending as much. And it worked. Everyone fell for it. And two, Thomas, how's it feel, huh? How's it feel, Dream? All right, Dream, this is how it feels. I lost my train of thought. Oh, yes. I lost my train of thought because he showed me the picture. He actually stated Jessica Alba as well as Jessica Biel?
Yeah.
Who did not Jared Jeter do? Oh, my God. Wow. He dated Jessica Alba. We're going to get to that in a moment. And Dream, everyone who signs a player pays for their championship. So everyone buys it. Just the Yankees have always spent more, and that's why it's great to be a Yankee. So F off, everyone. All right, let's go to the Big Dog, then Cuervo, then Couch Potato.
What?
You agree or disagree with
that? Oh, I mean, Yankees have always. I mean, they've never hit the fact that they wanted to spend, that they're going to spend more than anyone else.
Well,
they've never hit that fact.
Everyone was lulled into the Yankees spending so much money.
Yeah, I mean, they believed Steinbrenner's son, who took over, saying, oh, we're going to get under the cap, or Cashman, whoever it was, saying, oh, we're going to get under $189 million.
It is our goal.
Yeah, it is our goal. He said it is our goal. He didn't say it was going to happen. He just said it was a goal.
That's why all these sports programs, which were going out of their way, trying to do the math about the Yankees, going, how much time did I spend on that?
I was like, oh, 2 seconds?
Maybe 2 seconds. So it was like, forget it. Anyway, it was all of 2 seconds.
Oh, speaking of I lost my train of thought on that one.
Oh,
anyway, stop
staring at the pictures.
CeCe Sabathia. I like saw that interview.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Skinny CeCe Sabathia.
Who was already thinner than what he was the year before that, came in another 40 pounds lighter than last season. So he's down to 275 or 270, which is not good because
his ERA will never get there.
Yeah. He did not pitch very well last year, being, probably 30 pounds lighter, and he lost another 40 on top of that.
But he knows what it was. He didn't have the arm strength. No, dude, you didn't have the happy value meal strength.
Dude.
CeCe Sabathia, once again.
So he didn't have the super size.
He didn't have the super size or the galaxy size. By the way, Jack in the Box. there's a joke, and here's a shout-out to Jack in the Box. When Star Trek Generations debuted, and Jack in the Box had the stuff for Star Trek, their super size was called the galaxy size, and it was for Star Trek Generations. They should have kept it, the galaxy size. I thought it was awesome. But anyway, I saw the interview, and I'm saying it again. CeCe, we'll buy you the value meal. Please eat again, because we need your fat ass throwing 97 miles an hour again. Please, CeCe. I will buy you a value meal to get this going. I need it. A McDonald's value meal. Because for all I know, Spago's has a value meal, and if they have a value meal, I am F.
Who would be the number one?
Oh, and by the way, CeCe, because you lost weight, you threw away one of the better bets here on Sports Talk with the Guys. Remember, guys? Remember Cuervo? Remember Sonny? The best bet was, will his ERA be lower than his weight?
See, but we could never get an actual gauge on that because they never lifted his actual weight. They did the Shaquille O'Neal version of his weight, where we all knew Shaq was over 320 that they listed him as.
Wow. I just now got the 3-2 victory. I just now got the Sports Center 3-2 victory that the Big Dog got like 40 minutes ago. Oh, my God.
Hey, you caught up. All right, Roger. He just resetted himself. All right.
Scorekeeper.
God damn it.
Oh,
scorekeeper. I know.
You
got a
bitch slap me here,
three times. Cuervo, join in, dude.
I appreciate it. Well, I first of all, I want to say that the Big Dog is the king of thunder stealing, because that's what I was going to go to next. I was going to say, guys, have you seen how skinny CeCe looks? Did he truly go on a Subway diet over the winter? What's going on with this guy, man? I know he promotes it, but did he actually follow through with it, or did he do the Jared plan? I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I mean, he looks skinny as hell, which is, I mean, good for you Yankee fans, but Yeah, I think I remember that. The whole weight lower than the ERA bet. I think I remember that. I can't remember which one I chose, but I think I remember something about that. So hey, good for him, man. Good for him. I mean, he lost that weight.
What's up? Cuervo, by the way, none of us took the ERA. We all went with the weight. I remember correctly. But it was a fun fun conversation. Betting on what's gonna be lower, the ERA or the weight. It was a unique situation because it was always close. Sonny Clark, then Dream.
I just think he looks – I've seen some of the pictures. I think he looks unhealthy. I really do. He needs a good 25 pounds of that back.
Excuse me,
I'll
so maybe don't have no back no more. Maybe has no more back. That's funny. Whoa! What the hell? Prodigy's talking crap in the chat room. I know he stepped out. He said Yankees are idiots. What the hell? All right, dude. All right.
Nobody
we'll
cares if
Monday.
You're an idiot if you win.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's pretty ballsy there, Mr. Prodigy, but that's all right.
What if he, who are his team?
Not the Yankees. He's a Dodger fan. That's why we need you on Monday nights, because you're a fan.
So
I don't get to be the stupid one of the bunch anymore. I get to be the idiot. As a Yankee, I'm an idiot.
27 championship versus 5?
Now he's listening.
I'll be the moron.
Is that about right?
What?
27 championships versus 5?
27 championships, that's correct.
Versus?
Yeah. That's okay. Prodigy, you're a Dodger. You're stupid. I'm an idiot. And what does that make the big dog, an angel? Foolish? Or dumb. Flat out dumb. Dream.
I got one.
You got one?
Championship.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were... forget it. I didn't know what you were talking about there. But yeah, the Angels have one. But they have. A lot of other teams don't have it. Like the Seahawks. They don't have it.
Okay.
Remember, in football, they're the Mariners. And in baseball, they're the Seahawks. I've always done that. Always done it. Dream.
Yeah, CC needs to start eating again, man. Either that or start taking steroids. I call it like A-Rod. You know, have a sit down with A-Rod, see what he did, and you know, just kind of hide it, and then deny it, and then come back to it, and then hide it again, and then lie about it, and then take your vacation.
There you go. Maybe he went out of the country like Kobe Bryant. You know, he went out of the country for a little while. So maybe that's...
Right. Well,
it's
yeah,
legal
wait
over there.
It's legal over there. Everything is legal over there, folks. But all he had was blood drink.
When in France.
When in France.
No, he didn't just drink here.
Well, platelets. He had the platelets. This guy had a lot of fat literally off his ass taken off. Folks, the big dog
instead
is dying.
Of throwing it away, maybe they should have just put it into his arms.
Yeah. Well, CC Sabathia in the interview did say that the weight was better, the weight loss was better, he felt better, but the fact of the matter was that while he did work out, he didn't work out enough, and he said that. He felt that he didn't have the strength in the arm, obviously. So in this off season, he would normally start throwing, I believe he said, in December or January to work up the arm strength. And he said, I took just a few weeks off, and in late October, I started throwing the football to get that strength going. And in December, I started throwing the baseball again, which was much earlier than I normally do, because I fully realized that my weight loss took miles off my fastball. We know that, CC. Super value meal, galaxy size. I'll buy it. I'll buy one at each. And all the junk food, please, CC, we do need you. Big dog, let's go over the Derek Jeter All-Star team. The lineup. Oh, my God, the lineup. Think about that, guys. He has put these girls. Oh, my God.
It wasn't him that did.
Cameron Diaz.
He did. He saw them all.
Yeah,
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let's go, and then we're going to go with the quick comments. We're going to go with Cuervo. We're going to go with Couch Potato, then Dream. Give us the all-star team.
This is the all-star lineup, guys. In right field, you have Jessica Biel. In center field, you have Jessica Alba.
Oh, my God.
In left field, you have Mariah Carey.
Wow.
First base.
He made her thing.
First base is Jordania Brewster.
I roughly know who that is.
Second base, Adriana Lima.
Yeah, I guess.
And, of course, everybody's favorite shortstop, Scarlett Johansson.
Woo-hoo, baby.
Third base, Vanessa Milano. Pitcher, Hannah Davis. Is she from ESPN?
Sure, whatever.
Of course, everybody's favorite catcher, Minka Kelly.
Wow.
And the DH coming in 10th, Tyra Banks.
Wow. Cuervo.
I mean, I'm kind of speechless after hearing that lineup, guys. But I didn't know he who was it that you guys mentioned that he dated?
Oh, we mentioned them all.
Alyssa Milano. Alyssa Milano, yeah. I didn't know that one. But let me tell you something. If there was a single guy's Hall of Fame, he would definitely be first ballot, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not Alyssa Milano. It's Vanessa Milano. Yeah, did you notice that we all went quiet
it's
because
it's Milano,
I
so it doesn't matter.
It's
still
Milano.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea. Wow.
He also did you say Gabriella Union?
No. He did date Gabriella Union.
He dated my woman?
I would not Tyra Banks on, put Gabriella.
I would put Gabriella Union on there. Talk about a coming of the mind, Gabriella
Man.
Union.
That's
oh my God.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I'd take her over to Scarlett Johansson. She's hot.
If I actually had a choice, I'd have to get back to you on that one. Dream!
Okay, honestly, if you had a choice, you would take any one of those girls that came at you.
No.
Yes, definitely.
But I'm just saying, you know. I won't deny that. I mean, even Scarlett Johansson, as long as she puts on her face, I'll do that, you know. So, but no, Gabriella Union, she's
on her face.
And then there's something about her.
All right. Well, I'm just going to say it's awesome to be a Yankee because, you know, if he was on the Cubs or the Tigers, you know, it would be like Rosie O'Donnell, Ellen DeGeneres, Whoopi Goldberg.
Guys, you're getting a preview to the Winston Edition, which is going to be next week. Hey, folks, I got to give a shout-out to Coffee. He's being a little smart butt over the chat room, and I like it. By the way, he did tell us that Jordana Brewster is Vin Diesel's sister in Fast and Furious, but that's not the one I'm talking about. And even the big dog got a little smile on his face. Ladies and gentlemen, we agree with Coffee. We're in on this one. Congrats to the Seattle Supersonics for beating the Colorado Rockies for the Ryder Cup with a third-round TKO at Red Bull Arena. We'll give it to Coffee on that one. That took some time, and good stuff.
Tim, how's it going?
Yes, Tim! Call in, buddy. Call in. We need to, because we need to know.
We need to know how the Cheetos are going.
How the Cheetos are going. Doritos. How dare you say Cheetos.
Cool Ranch
and Doritos. Cool Ranch, baby. Tim, call in. We want you to know who is your choice on the glorious list of Derek Jeter's all-star lineup.
I think that was a very bad omission, not putting Gabriel Union in there.
Well, obviously the bastard was, you know, his favorite was Tyra Banks.
She just bounces better.
She bounces better?
You've never
seen her? That's right. You told me about that on her program, and I don't watch that. I don't watch it. Tyra Banks bounces on her program.
Well, no, I'm just talking about they would show her highlights when she'd walk down the Victoria's Secret, you know, runway. She's bouncing, and she's natural, let's put it that way.
Wait. Oh, here we go. Prodigy, way to go. Way to go, folks. Guys, we need you to visit with us. Please spend time with us on Monday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time on this very same channel.
prodigy and the scorekeeper.
World Series of what?
Well, he said the Dodgers will be the 2014 World Series champ.
Yeah,
we'll call this.
World Series what? Because it's not going to be baseball.
Oh.
I don't know.
He's talking some crap. I want to give a shout-out to, of course, Gridiron Girl. Thanks for joining us. As a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago on Monday night, and she's been joining us more often. And it was great listening to her. She was nervous as heck, but she did a great job, and I know she's going to be joining us more often. So, good stuff. Tim, get in here. Get in here, Tim. We want to do Dudley Do Right. I mean, the song.
He's driving this truck, man.
He is working. So, Tim, get in here. So, folks, we're down to 15 minutes. Casper Tito, are we going to move over and actually talk sports?
Tim says the bullpen is a bit like...
Why?
No, because we're down to 14 minutes.
I got a football game on my show. We'd have to do it on your channel.
You only have me for about 15 minutes. I got to take Kathy to work.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Sounds good. So you can't – oh, geez. Yeah, you know what? I guess we're going to call it in about 14 minutes. We've been having a glorious moment. So in the last 13 minutes, we got sports to talk about. Big Dog, where are we going?
Well, it says here they're calling him the greatest shortstop in Major League Baseball.
Yes, Scarlett Johansson, yes. Yes, she's rightfully deserving of such position. So, but what were you saying, though?
Well, her best position has been over. But anyways, that's my personal preference. Anyways, greatest shortstops of all time. They have, let's see if you agree with this, you can say, since you are, you know, who you are, baseball guru. Number one, okay, actually, we'll go backwards. Top 15.
Are we still on Derek Jeter?
Top 15, let's go back away. Is Joe Sewell?
Oh, are we talking about shortstops?
Yes, of all time.
Yeah, I know the name.
Luis Aparicio?
Aparicio, or, yes. That's a good shortstop. I would take that shortstop on my team.
Bobby Wallace?
He's a white guy. Who gives crap?
Lou Boudreau?
Lou Boudreau.
Boudreau, yes.
Sorry. Stupid Frenchman. When in France, be stupid.
Pee Wee Reese.
Pee Wee Reese was a good one, size matters.
Here are your top 10. Joe Cronin. Barry Larkin.
Yeah, he is in the Hall of Fame.
Alan Trammell.
Okay, yeah.
Number 7, Derek Jeter.
What?
Sure, okay, go on.
What?
Number Archie Vaughn.
Yeah, his numbers were pretty damn good.
Number 5, Luke Epling.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, here we go. Number 4, Ozzie Smith.
What the fuck?
I'm a little bit higher.
You're going to put him higher? Ozzie Smith? Ozzie Smith, yeah. The very same one that said, I dive for more balls than I really needed to.
True.
And he himself said that he...
He made a spectacle for the fans who loved it.
Oh, my God. Here you are defending the fans again.
Number
here
three,
you go, Big
number
Dog.
Number 3.
This one's for you, Big Dog.
Number 3, Robin Yount.
Yeah, go on.
Number
he
2,
played
Cal Ripken.
I thought he played second.
Cal Ripken Jr. on this stupid list is second.
Number 1, the man whose baseball card everybody wants, Honus Wagner.
I can see Cal Ripken being number 2, and I can see Robin Yount at number 3, but the misplaced thing of Ozzie Smith being so high up the list.
Think he should be higher?
He should be lower. But Ozzie Smith should be in the top 15. Yes, I will take that.
What do you feel about Derek Jeter only being 7?
I'm surprised that he's ahead of Alan Trammell, but whatever. Cuervo, you heard the list. What are your opinions?
I don't like that list. Ozzie Smith got robbed. I mean, how is he the number 4 shortstop on that list? I disagree. Maybe I'm too young to remember Robin Yount and whoever else was on that list. But and we're talking about the Wizard here. Come on.
That's right. That's why I love Corbel.
I guess I used to like when Cuervo didn't answer me back.
Well,
it was a lot more frustrating to think.
Let's put it this way, scorekeeper.
Oh, shut up! No,
just shut up. Don't even put it anyway. Oh, my God, Big Dog, get your musical tone going. Get it ready to go. Here we go, folks. He is in. Let's make it happen because he's calling from the Great White North.
And here he comes over that ridge. Horse is racing because it's frozen out there. It's colder than hell. And it's pretty damn cold because hell's not cold. Anyways, it's him. It's Tim. It's Horse. It's Nell.
Oh, my God. Tim McCloud. What's up, buddy?
Not a whole heck of a lot. Just sitting here watching the snowbanks grow, enjoying winter. I am disappointed, though, big time, scorekeeper. When you were going through your list, you forgot A-Rod.
Oh my God. Hold on a minute. Tim, you need to clarify, because if you're talking about the stupid list, there is some merit to that, but if you're talking about the people that Derek Jeter has laid down with, I don't think we want to put A-Rod on that list.
Good point. We'll leave that to Madonna, right?
I need you to clarify when you said your list. And first of all, don't you dare accuse me of such abhorrent stupidity. I am proud of my stupidity. I'm responsible for this level of stupidity on this list. But, yes.
Somehow I knew the mere mention of A-Rod might start a rant. I've missed your rant, scorekeeper. You rant like the best in the biz.
That's right.
Well, Tim, I appreciate the love this early in the morning. And you got me. I thought you were being serious because I was going to have a genuine conversation on A-Rod's numbers, that even if you take the years that he was a third baseman, and we use that term loosely, A-Rod's numbers at shortstop are Herculean in nature. And, you know, if you guys want to have the argument that steroids doesn't matter, then A-Rod is in the conversation. It's A-Rod should rate on this list.
Statistically, when you look at the offense he produced at that position, what was it, 57 home runs, I believe, the 1 year? They were truly massive offensive numbers.
Yep.
Numbers that were never, ever for a shortstop and probably will never, ever be again. And he was doing it as that. Remember, guys, he was a skinny young kid at one time.
As was Barry Bonds.
And A-Rod.
Oh, yeah. You ever see a picture of Barry Bonds' rookie card?
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
yeah.
He could hide behind a pair of pool cues.
Well, he can now, too.
The big dog liked it. He's smiling over here. A-Rod was at one time a skinny little kid, too. Now, when we met him outside of Anaheim, he was a big kid. And, he was already a bulky kid. He's I think, 6'2". He's somewhere around there. So he's a little bit taller than I was. But he wasn't that tall. I was like, Mr. Rodriguez, maybe we have an autograph next time. Look, asshole, you're going to be coming by here. But I don't know if I can afford a ticket. I mean, what a jerk.
Next time.
I don't know if I can afford a ticket to come back. Thanks, A-Rod. But now I'm glad I don't have his autograph because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Go up to him now and say, hey, A-Rod, you said next time. This is my next time. Yatch.
Oh, yeah, and I can actually say, remember April 16th when the Yankees kicked your ass and I was starting to fight out there with John Rocker? Remember that day? Remember that day? When you were your steroid-induced rage?
That's why he won't remember.
Yeah. I was there, and you said next time. And Rogers came out. Remember I told the story? The pitcher, Rogers, the lefty, he came out to talk with us. There was, you know, about six of us out there at the end of the game. He stood there for about 15, 20 minutes, and he says, yeah, Angels got the best of us tonight. We lost. He was cool. I think he actually saw A-Rod blew us off, and we didn't do anything. He came right to us to talk to us. Maybe he was feeling sorry for us, but it was cool, man. I'll never, ever forget that Rogers came to speak to us. That was neat. I did. I'll never forget that, and I don't give him enough props. Because that's the day I got into a shouty match with John Rocker.
With John Rocker. There's a guy to get into an intelligent conversation with.
Yeah, that's why I got it.
It'd be one-sided, scorekeeper.
No, it was. It quite frankly was.
I'd rather talk to Cujo.
Hey, Brian, where's the peanut butter, dude? Folks, we're down to a few minutes. We're down to 5 minutes. We're having a glorious moment. Folks, if Sports Talk with the Guys has risen to any prominence, it is because of Tim McLeod. The reason why we play Dudley Do-Right is because it's true in every sense. Right, Big Dog?
Yep, save our bacon.
Saves our bacon.
Saves our Canadian bacon.
Saves our Canadian bacon. That's right. He's always said so.
Oh, wow. Bacon's overrated, guys. Bacon's overrated. I would rather have the sun and warmth of California right now than what we're getting. It's been a long, long winter up in the great lack of warmth north. Very cold one. Well, everybody's suffering. It's been a tough winter right across North America. And
I'd trade it for your warmth.
Kim, we've been suffering here too, man. Oh my God! Yesterday it was 82 degrees. We didn't know what to do.
I know. Oh, Jesus.
Did you grab
it's
a sweater,
so
Big Dog? I hate to see you chilled.
Hey, you know what? Don't knock it off because it has gotten as low as like 58 or 59. I mean, that's horrible in California. People forget how to drive when it's too cold.
59. But that's traumatic. I will say a prayer for you folks. I really will. I hate to see anybody suffer to that magnitude. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Wow. I think it's great. We just lost Brian and we just lost Cuervo. So we are nearing the end. I was going to go to Cuervo and find out how cold it is. Sonny, how cold is it in Texas? Which you're lower latitude than we are. Well, maybe. I don't know. But it's been pretty cold out there in Texas too, right?
Holy shit.
Well,
what?
It has been. It's beginning to warm up, though. So last week was cold. The week before that was colder. Now it's beginning to warm up.
Did you escape all that ice, Coach?
I'm telling you right now, I don't go outside with ice. I'm a big guy, so when I hit the ground, I hit it pretty hard. So, no, I don't go outside when there's ice.
Once, you don't need to prove it again?
That's right.
Yeah, hey. Sonny, you broke up. We heard everything. Well, actually, we heard nothing, but I hit it pretty hard. Would you please clarify?
When it is ice outside and when Sonny Clark falls down, I fall down hard.
Mr. Clark, you heard
that. That don't even
sound
much better either. Shut up.
The Big Dog is going to Wyoming next week, and it's going to be 16 degrees. So let's have the weather report. Cuervo, it only took me 5 seconds to bring you back on, so you need to remember that. Cuervo, how cold is it in the Windy City?
Right now it's about 15, 16 degrees. We're going to get some snow tonight. So, yep, that's my weather report from good old Chicago.
And there she is, the Wani Wench, folks. She's letting us know we're down to the end. Kim, how cold is it with you? Is it truly as cold as a witch's
Hey, it's colder than that. It's actually starting to warm up a bit, but we've had a span since about the second week of January where it's been consistently in the 30 to 40 below range. Just a brutal winter, guys. As a matter of fact, we don't have any water. We're running off our neighbors through an outside line because our water lines have frozen. So it's been a treat.
Wow. Did you guys notice the silence? yeah, you know, Tim, you basically shut up. You shut the Soul Cowboys up.
Well, all right. No, I was scared when he said 30 to 40, and then he added the below.
Oh, that was great.
When I go outside, I wear so many layers of clothes. Twice this year, I've been mistaken for the Michelin Man.
And, folks, it doesn't get better than that. We're going to go into overtime just so we can end this program properly. There she is. She's staying 10 seconds, so we're going to continue. The rest of you got to listen to it in the archive. Folks, it has been a glorious morning. Once again, everyone who was in the chat room, you know it. We're going to be doing Sports Illustrated next week. So that means that you guys,
anyone who wants an issue of the Sports Illustrated magazine so we can talk, drool, and do everything next week, next Saturday, all you have to do is contact me, and we will gladly PayPal you that. But you, I announced it live in the chat room, so it's there. It's a winter offer for everyone who is suffering. So, Tim, I will gladly get you an issue of the Sports Illustrated magazine. All you got to do is just contact me, and we'll PayPal that one over to you. But does the Canadian mail deliver in that weather?
Oh, yeah. We operate under that weather, sleet, snow. Hey, the mail must go. It's always late, but, hey, they never find a way, scorekeeper, and I'm sure you can relate to this. Our bills are always on time. It's a junk mail. It's late.
Oh, that is so true. Or when you buy something from eBay, or when you really want that one gift. But, folks, tax season has been going so well, thank God, that I actually finally got myself a brand new TV. And now I can see the weather report. And it's cold in the rest of the United States. It was a 24-inch TV. It was small in the living room.
Yeah, before the only weather he saw was snow.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. So now we have a 25-inch TV, folks. We feel we're in the big leagues now.
What is makes a difference, right?
No, I actually went out and got myself a 40-inch TV. Couldn't believe it. It's not that big, but it's big enough. And my wife hooked up the sound system to it, and when I was hearing First Contact, oh, my God, I was just going wild. It felt like being in the theater because she has the
just
speakers.
Rewatch Lord of the Rings.
We will rewatch because it's like it's a high-definition LED. It's like, wow.
You got to get your Star Trek fired up on that new rigging of yours, scorekeeper.
I did. It was First Contact, April 5th, 2063, baby. Folks, we are having a good time this morning. We are in overtime. We are going to finish up. I know the big dog has to get going, and I think Sonny Clark has some stuff as well. Tim, when is your program on, pal? I know you're still doing it because I sneak in. And because whenever I sneak in, it says Roger Noriega. So you never see me, Tim, because I'm always below the scroll mark, you know, because you always have like 3 billion guests in your program.
Yeah, it's been a really good run. It's been 4 years now, and the numbers are still incredibly strong. People seem to really enjoy it, and we enjoy it. So we're on Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, which would be probably 6 Pacific. I might as well cover all the time zones. Ah, forget the mountains. But, no, it's been a good run. We have a lot of fun with it. And I'm still writing over at Roto Rob and getting ready for another year of baseball, scorekeeper. But you know, thanks so much for inviting me in this morning. It's great hearing your voices again. Always a lot of fun. And once winter is done and we can get rid of some of this snow that's been tormenting us up here and cold, I'll be stopping by much more frequently.
Sounds good, Tim. But the invite goes out to you as well. Lenny Melnick and Andrea have committed. Cuervo, hold on. Cuervo and Mrs. Cuervo have committed. Couch Potato has committed. Of course, Brian looks like he committed. And the Big Dog and I have committed. Las Vegas, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. I know it's out of the way for you, but you never know, dude.
Well, hey, I appreciate that big time, scorekeeper. And as far as being committed, people have been saying I should have been for years now. So I'll definitely keep that. I'll keep that filed away for future reference. Appreciate it.
But think about it. Think of all the loons, sans Mr. and Mrs. Cuervo. Think of all the loons that are going to be there. I said, Cuervo's crazy too. He's a loon. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Cuervo's with us. Yeah, you're right. So sans Mrs. Cuervo. Think of all the loons that are going to be there, dude. And Dream may be there as well. Matt Alvarez may be there as well. We're going to see if we can arrange a parental sign permission slip to get Matt Alvarez to go. So you never know. You never know.
I'm assuming for this trip, scorekeeper, it's all like separate rooms. We're not like all in one room like your last trek.
Only if you want to, you know, Tim.
the heartache that I have to endure in remembering that. I mean, seeing the grease fire, that big dog, and the couch video, oh my God. I now know what a grease fire is,
well,
and I am traumatized for the rest of my life.
You know, not only that, it's the fact that we got our belly button stuck, and then when we separated, it went like this, it went like that.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Sonny,
that was great. That was great. Oh, jeez.
Scorekeeper is actually crying. He's laughing so much.
That was that good.
Yeah, that's an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10, I think, guys.
I'm dying over here. It's good. I'm glad I got a mute button. I've been dying over here. This is good. Oh, geez.
Thank God that wasn't live.
Oh, man. Why not? That might have got you more listeners.
Oh, that hurts. Guys, we haven't had this much fun in a long time. And that's what Sports Talk to the Guys is. We're usually the setup for the Crash Potato, but he has a program on later tonight. So we are going to call it now at this point. But I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun. It's always a pleasure having Tim call in, having Cuervo calling in as well, and Crash Potato, and, of course, Dream. It's always a great morning to be able to pretend to talk sports. It's always a lot of fun, folks. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say folks. It's pimps and hoes. Thank you for everyone listening. This is Sports Talk with the Guys. Cuervo, when is your next program?
That'll probably be tomorrow, guys, with Sonny. Probably tomorrow morning.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be
tomorrow morning. What time are we going to do that, by the way, Cuervo? Are we doing that 10, 11, or 12?
Oh, geez.
Or later.
Sometimes it seems like 10 might be too early, depending on type of Saturday night you have. So maybe 11?
Yes. 11. 11 o'clock it is. You want to make it 12 just in case it's a really good night tonight?
Oh, my God.
In case you go karaokeing again?
Okay, Cuervo, the only thing I have to say is Brian rocked a 4.1. I'm expecting a bigger one from the Windy City.
Oh, there was one last night, guys.
Oh, congratulations. I didn't know that the 6.8 at Kilowatt
was
yours.
No, he's talking about his bedroom.
You got to read between the lines on that one.
Yeah, no.
Talking about his bedroom. Sort of like the earthquake.
Yeah. Oh, really? Really there, Sonny Clark? Is that what
That's what
like
he's saying.
Kid?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, my God, Tim. Tim, isn't it great that the couch potato made it clear to us what was happening
just
last night?
Just in case you
wow.
Shoom, it goes over your head and below your knees. So, you know, I'm here to make sure everybody knows I'm not that dumb.
I'm taking notes, guys. I'm taking
Tim
notes.
And I are now much more qualified. Dream, I know you're going to be joining us. I'm thrilled that you are joining us on a regular basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to give a shout out. The Big Dog is this program on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It is all of us on here on Saturday morning. The Big Dog was out, but I want to give props. I have to give thanks. Dream has been calling in every morning to help out the scorekeeper because, you know, the scorekeeper is blind when it comes to all this stuff. Shout out to Dream for assisting me in the time that the Big Dog has been out. But Big Dog, I'm glad you're back. And now the flavor of the Dream joining, it's too much, guys. It's too much. It's a great morning. So, folks, this is it. My wishes, my best hopes, everything for everyone listening, as well as my compatriots here online. You are listening to Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday and of the Residential Cellar Dwellers. Goodbye, good night, and good luck. Hey!
See ya.